Yesterday, Magic Johnson told us he tested positive for the AIDS virus. The whole nation was moved by his disclosure and the grace with which he made it. Today, in the professional sports world, many people were wondering how this will change the debate on testing athletes for AIDS. Just last week, Washington Post sports writer Mike Freeman broke the story that the players on the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles were tested for AIDS as part of their routine physicals. All of the players tested negative, but some were alarmed because they weren't properly informed that they were being tested. Today, Mike Freeman continued to investigate AIDS testing and the impact of Magic Johnson's announcement on the sports world.
The main issue is what will teams do next about testing? That's the main thing. Can the players and management in all the leagues work out something where there's some sort of voluntary testing, and what would happen? Everyone agrees that I've spoken with that there probably should be some sort of testing. But the problem comes and the snags come when what happens, the issues after the testing, what happens if someone tests positive? And also, are players now finally seeing that Magic has the HIV virus? Are they saying, wow, maybe we are human? And particularly in football, where week after week, every week, you go out and you just literally, your body gets beat up and you beat other people up and you come away and you walk away from, you're a gladiator. So it's kind of hard to see yourself as fallible. And then now, like a couple of the New York Giants players were saying, now it's, wow, I am human, and I'm getting my test done tomorrow.
Do you think a lot of players are going to want to be tested now?
What you're going to see at first is players are going to go on their own and get tested. I don't think they're going to go to management and say, test us.
Oh, because then management can say, well, now that we know you're out of here, whereas if
exactly.
You get tested with your own physician, you could keep it confidential.
Exactly. I think that's what you'll see. I think there will be a lot of players going to individual doctors or their own doctors or private physicians, but not. I don't think they'll be going to the team doctors to do this.
Do you think that the teams are going to try to get their players to go to the team doctors to do it so that management will know what the situation is?
They'll try. I think they'll definitely try. I don't think it'll work, though.
Why not?
Because the teams have no legal, from the best I can ascertain, they have no legal footing to make the players go to the team doctors to get tested for AIDS. I don't think they can do that. I think the players have every right to go to their own physician, wherever they want to go, and get the test done.
You know, to most of us, Magic Johnson's disclosure is, it's very tragic. We're all very upset that he tested positive for AIDS. I'm wondering what this means for owners of teams who look at sports from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what do you think is going through the minds now of team owners who are wondering, you know, just on a much more, you know, bottom line level about the implications of AIDS for their future?
Right, that's a good question. Most owners, not all, most owners see the athletes as products, as, like you said, bottom line. This athlete may bring in this amount of money. This athlete can do this for us, that type of thing. I think a possibility, and this was mentioned a lot also yesterday in terms of the NFL, right now they have scouting combines for college juniors and seniors. They test for drugs at these combines just to make sure that the owners that are going to pay the $10 million, the $20 million for these number one draft picks make sure that, as one owner said, they're not damaged goods, quote unquote. I think what you're going to see at these combines, and I think the owners will be the ones to maybe push this, and personnel directors in the NFL, maybe even in the NBA, I think you're going to see possibly AIDS testing at these combines. There may be some, an agent I talked to yesterday, Brad Blank, who's a prominent sports agent, has a lot of NFL players, said what you may see are AIDS clauses in players' contracts. But they would never call it an AIDS clause. They may call it an illness clause. And it could be like an incentive, the same way now in a lot of NFL contracts you have clauses, they're nicknamed good citizen clauses, where players are given bonuses, $50,000, $100,000, to stay drug-free if they've had drug problems in the past. This agent sees similar clauses where if you stay free of sexually transmitted diseases, you get bonuses. It sounds completely outrageous, but it's very possible, and I think you're going to see a lot of different extensions from what happened with Magic Johnson down so many different avenues, and there are going to be so many different possibilities open up from this whole story. It's really one of the largest stories of our time.
What was your personal reaction yesterday when you heard Magic Johnson?
I guess, like most people, when I first heard about it, I really didn't believe it. And I've met Magic a couple times. And when I'm watching his press conference and knowing the way he is, I still couldn't believe how he handled himself. I still have been thinking about that all night. I stayed up pretty late till about 3 a.m. last night, and I got up and watched all the morning shows and listened to all the radio shows this morning. And I still, looking back at how he handled himself during that press conference, for people that have never met him, that shows you the kind of person he is. He's willing to sacrifice his privacy and something very personal to him to help others become more aware of the disease, and particularly in the Black community. But I still am kind of numb about it. It still hasn't really hit, you know? And I guess sometime down the road it will, but like most people, I'm still kind of numb about it.
Mike Freeman is a sports writer for The Washington Post.